You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.
So I'm here with Michael Hay, and if you could tell us a bit about yourself, Michael, the organisation you work for, and your current role within it, please.
Yes, my name is Michael Hay. I'm the Youth Programs Manager at Phillips Community Television. We are a community-based, non-profit youth media education center. And my role here is to manage a variety of youth programs, manage volunteer helpers here that work with the youth, recruit young people to be in the programs. The programs that we do here range from sort of regular sort of TV production, more like journalism style stuff, to more experimental video and film work that young people are interested in doing. But mostly we try to encourage young people to become involved in their community and work on projects that deal with issues, community issues, whether it be youth-related issues or issues in regards to politics. And we also run programming in things like web design for young people, photography. We act as another place where young people can come to access media equipment and resources. And we sort of, in so many ways, we supplement a lot of the schools in our area that don't have, that type of equipment and don't have those type of that type of curriculum.
Okay, and could you tell us a bit about the community you're based in then?
Yeah, sure. We're located in South Minneapolis. The neighborhood, our namesake is Phillips Community Television. The neighborhood is the Phillips neighborhood, and historically, recently it's been a neighborhood that has seen a lot of difficulties economically, and in terms of also in terms of drug trafficking and violence, and but there's a lot of people in the neighborhood that are active, very active in trying to make changes, and we like to think that we're part of the community that's trying to reach out to young people and make a change. Okay. So it's in certain aspects it's a challenging area to work in, but it's also very inspiring because a lot of people are committed, very very committed socially to change.
Okay, and could you give us a flavor of maybe one or two projects that you've been involved with there that have actually impacted in the wider community or all the young people involved as well?
Sure. Yeah. Well, one thing that comes to mind is last summer we made two documentary films, and we were working with teenagers in the neighborhood here, and they wanted to. We asked them to say, "Well, let's look at your neighborhood and let's see where's the conflict, where are the problems, what's going on out there." And at the time we were looking at this last summer, there happened to be a rash of shootings in the area, the young people said, "Well, let's make a film about guns and the impact that they're having in our community here." And so they set off to make a documentary film about gun violence in South Minneapolis, where we're at. And they ended up talking to a lot of public officials, talking to the police, talking to community activists. And they also discovered a story that happened fairly recently here where a young girl was actually killed by a stray bullet from a shooting that happened because of gang activity in the neighborhood. And it happened just like a few blocks from where we're located, where we run our program. And we met the family, and this girl died as a result of the shooting. We met the family, and her mother and her sister became part of that documentary film project and shared their story, shared their pain, shared, how now they're trying to she started a foundation in the name of her daughter, and she's trying to make a change in the neighborhood. So anyway, what happened was we sort of had this journey last summer with that documentary film in talking to everybody about gun violence and hearing this story, and then we had a series of public screenings where we showed it to people of the community. And a lot of people showed up, and a lot of people wanted copies of the DVD. They wanted to show it in classrooms. Teachers wanted to show it. Activists wanted to show it. And it's really one of the most powerful films I think we've ever made, because it tapped into a problem, but then it also showed how the problem has a real effect on people in the community that have nothing to do with contributing to the problem, you know. And then what can be done to sort of maybe hopefully curb some of this, you know, to stop some of this violence. So that's something that comes to mind last summer.
Okay.
Did you want another example as well?
No, that's cool, man, because that's okay. Really powerful. That's great stuff and shows the powerful medium that you can use there with the young people. And I want to ask you a question from your sort of professional, personal standpoint. In terms of these young people coming to the center, you know, how media literate and digital literate are they? There's big divides there, or are they come in with already knowledge about all this stuff, how to use the cameras, how to use websites, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, you know, I've seen it change in the years that I've been doing this. I first started in the first youth media project I did, I guess, was probably 10 years ago. And 10 years ago, the technology was a lot different than it is now. You know, we didn't have, you couldn't really buy a laptop and edit videos on it, and the cameras, you know, digital video was just starting to come around. So when I first started working in youth media, I found that, the youth didn't really know a lot. They didn't really know a lot about these cameras and about software and about putting together images even. But now, I find it's changed a lot. And you know, the reason is because of the internet and because technology is easier to get, and because a lot of these technologies are being incorporated into you know, iPods and portable devices and cell phones even, and you know, kids can take digital photos with their cell phones now. They could record video with their cell phones now. So a lot of the young people coming into the program now, I think, know instinctively a little bit more about computers and images. It's just now a matter of it's our job now to sort of get them to direct that energy into looking at something that might be beneficial to the community as a whole, you know, like a social issue, rather than it just being something that they do for their MySpace page or something, you know. It's just, I would say, to answer your question directly, I would say that they're a little bit more savvy these days, but really what it comes down to is not the knowledge of the technology, it's how you use it, and what are you using it for. And that's what our job is.
Okay, we chatted just before we started recording the interview about the different media organizations in the surrounding community getting together and putting stuff on. Do you want to explain a bit more about that and how PCT are pulling in and partnering with other media organizations?
Yeah, there's this organization called the Twin Cities Youth Media Network, which was formed several years ago, actually. And basically, what's been happening is, over the past couple of years, the different organizations that deal with young people and media, be it, you know, video, film, or art, multimedia, electronic media, have been coming together and having events. You know, we've sponsored screenings where we've had the work shown to the public, but as a group rather than as individual organizations. We've even now begun the process of applying for funding as an organization rather than as a group of organizations rather than just individuals. And basically the idea was that you know, we're all out here doing these little things in the Twin Cities, and it might be beneficial if we relied on each other's expertise, you know, and learned from each other's mistakes and each other's successes, and, you know, better service the young people and the communities that we're trying to service by sharing and coming together. And so we hope that it's going to grow, and maybe we could even sponsor something like a full sort of conference or workshop or something where, you know, we could bring people from all over the country here to the Twin Cities and share some of these resources and ideas.
Fantastic. So, certainly sounds exciting for you guys at the moment.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this is something that's happening. I don't know what's going on in the UK in regards to this, but I know in the US, there are more and more, there are these sort of networks and alliances popping up between organizations here. The Listen Up Network is a big one out of New York.
Yeah, no.
So.
Okay, man. Well, we're coming up to the 10-minute mark. I'd just like to kind of thank you for your time and giving up your time to speak to Media Snaggers.
Oh, great. Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.